was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that holds.
Welcome, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Tom Lacabara Stewart, your host, and I am joined tonight, and I'm very pleased to announce that Lori Anderson, contributor from Freedom Outpost and in the past co-host of Resurrected Republic, has now joined us as a full host. Ladies and gentlemen, you all know that I'm down here in Florida, and I'm dealing with some personal things that are very important. A very good friend of mine found themselves in a situation that I had to avail myself. I am in a location that makes broadcasting a little bit difficult. However, this is something that Lori and I had planned on for some time, and we were trying to coordinate. Well, we had all of the right reasons now to coordinate, and God love her and God bless her. She stepped up to the plate, and she's going to be, when I'm not available, and sometimes when I am, she's going to be hosting the Resurrected Republic show. We have some very important information she's going to share with you guys tonight. I just wanted to let you know, for those of you that have supported us, I thank you for your support. We are not burnt out. We're not fading out. I had a friend who had a very bad situation happen to them, and I've had to assume operations at their horse ranch and farm, and have been working from sun up to sundown to try and make that happen for them. The plan was a relative was going to try and run them into the ground and make them unsuccessful, but we're not going to let that happen, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I love my friends and I love my family. And it's important for all of us to stand with and for one another when these things happen, to step up to the plate and to do what must be done. So, anyway, I am in a very difficult location. I'm going to turn tonight's broadcast over to Lori Anderson, and she has to share with you information regarding a Clinton campaign voter registration fraud, and that's just scratching the top of the surface of what she's going to share with you tonight. Lori, God bless you, and thank you for accepting my invitation to come on as a full host on Resurrect the Republic. I'm honored to have you on. All of your content has been dead on accurate. And I know that you have some really interesting things to share with the audience tonight. So I'm going to step back, and I'm going to get back to doing some of the work that I need to do here. And I'm going to turn the show over to you tonight. God bless you, and thank you, honey.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. And I appreciate the invitation, as always. I love working with other individuals who have a true heart in order for the people of this union and for the people around the globe. We believe very strongly in protecting humanity itself, and in order to do that, we have to expose the corruption that is going on, whether it is within our union or whether it is worldwide. And so I have some really interesting topics to talk about tonight. I seem like today I'm extremely blessed. Each one of us are blessed And the reason I say that is, even though we're going through the trials and the fires, each and every one of us are blessed. We have our breath that is within our body. Many of the listeners here are very alert and awake, and we are blessed in that aspect as well. So I have some information that I have been blessed with. I want to thank Roger Aronoff. He is the editor of Accuracy in Media, to let you know who Roger is. And I've gotten permission and obtained permission from him in order to share some information from their actual video footage of a June 29th press conference on the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. There's a lot of information in that press conference, which was definitely not released by the Senate, which did not connect the dots, and the Citizens Commission on Benghazi did connect the dots. So before I go into that video for the listeners, I want to tell you the two individuals that are going to be speaking in this specific clip. I'm not playing the whole thing. It is a 2-hour and 18 minute video in which everyone needs to see. I will also be writing articles on this as well.
And we'll be publishing that, by the way, Lori. We're going to be publishing that on ResurrectTheRepublic.com. I imagine you will probably be posting it on FreedomOutpost.com. Yes. And folks, just real quick, FreedomOutpost.com is a website, of course, that Lori is a contributor to. And we don't compete. We share. And I want you to go to FreedomOutpost.com, and every chance that you get. It's an excellent site, along with Natural News and Mike Adams, and I could probably go on and on, but go ahead, Lori.
Exactly. We're not in competition. We work together in order to get the truth out to the people, and that is what we do. So the individuals that are going to be speaking in the video that I have pulled up for everybody, before I get into setting up the video and letting you know what it's actually about, I want to let everybody know this press conference is so important. They name names. Yes, you heard me right. They name names, both Republican and Democrat side. So it is imperative that everybody get this information out. I want to thank once again Roger Aronoff for giving me the permission to use this. He did give me permission to mirror it and put it on my YouTube site, and as well as it will be on Resurrect the Republic's YouTube site as well. Claire Lopez, she's a former CIA officer. Let me tell you a little bit about Claire Lopez. She's the Vice President for Research and Analysis at the Center for Security Policy and a Senior Fellow at the London Center for Policy Research and the Canadian Megan Institute. She's formerly a Career Operations Officer with the Central Intelligence Agency, a professor at the Center for Counterintelligence and Security Studies, Executive Director of the Iran Policy Committee from 2005 through 2006, and has served as a consultant, intelligence, an analyst, and researcher for a variety of defense firms. In 2012, Ms. Lopez was named a member of the Congressional Task Force on National and Homeland Security, which focuses on the electromagnetic pulse, or the EMP, threat to the nation. She is also Deputy Director of the U.S. Counterterrorism Advisory Team for the Military Department of South Carolina National Guard, and serves as a member of the Board of Advisors and Directors for the Center for Democracy and Human Rights in Saudi Arabia, the Clarion Project, the United West, and the Voice of COPS. Ms. Lopez is also a regular contributor to print and broadcast media on subjects related to Iran and the Middle East, and is co-author of two published books on Iran. The next individual that is going to be in this video is Admiral James Ace Lyons. Most people already know who this is.
Ace Lyons. I gave a speech with him in Washington, D.C., in Lafayette Park, right across from the White House, where he peeled Obama back that day.
Oh, well, isn't he the sweetest man?
Yes, he is.
He's the sweetest man. If none of you have ever had the opportunity to, if you ever have the opportunity to meet him, he is the sweetest man. He really
is. This man was commander-in-chief of the entire Pacific Fleet, retired. Yes. He served with distinction and honor. The man, I'm privileged to know him. He was giving a speech, just real short. He was giving a speech in Washington, D.C. at Lafayette Park with Larry Klayman and company. And mm-hmm. He stepped up to the microphone and the microphone drooped, and he, right, like, just as quick as can be, he made a joke about Obama's, well, I won't get into that one.
You know, I love Admiral Lyons, and he is what I call a no BS person. He tells it like it is. And
did you see him? Are you able to discuss your trip to? Man, I don't want to go too further until.
No, I'm not allowed to discuss that trip. Because this is one of the things that stemmed out of that. So it's okay. All good. It's okay. All good. However, for the individuals who are new to listening to the show, other than what Tom has just told you, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Admiral James Ace Lyons. He's United States Navy retired. As Tom said, he is former four-star admiral who served as commander-in-chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, the largest military command in the world. As deputy chief of naval operations from 1983 to 1985, he was the father of the Navy Red Cell, an anti-terrorism group of Navy SEALs he established in response to the Marine barracks bombing in Beirut. His other commands included U.S. 2nd Fleet NATO Striking Fleet, as well as the 7th Fleet Logistic Force, plus several ship commands. He also served as senior U.S. military representative to the United Nations. He is a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and he has received postgraduate degrees from the U.S. Naval War College and the U.S. National Defense University. Admiral Lyons' op-ed columns frequently do appear in the Washington Times, Breitbart, and, of course, on the Accuracy in Media website. So I wanted to let the listeners know this, because these individuals, I want you to understand, these individuals that you're going to hear this information from are highly intelligent. They know what they are talking about. The Citizens Commission on Benghazi, they have exposed, by naming names, they have exposed the infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood. They have exposed Hillary Clinton for exactly what she is, and it is extremely amazing. So before I go into that, I just want to lead off with this, because as Admiral Lyons, and you will hear him say it as well, because their topic, of course, is Benghazi and the investigation into it, he puts it out there very clearly. It was a dereliction of duty. Well, we all know that, but let me ask you, the listener, a question, and you can form your own decision. Was it just a dereliction of duty, or could it, or would it be called treason? The reason I say that, Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act, or on the confession in open court. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except for during the life of the person attained. Now, here's the question. Publicly and admittedly, not only Hillary Clinton, President Obama have aided and abetted and adhered to our enemies.
Amen.
They have given aid and comfort to ISIS. They are the reason ISIS grew to the out of control nature. Now, Tom, before I play this video, let me tell you what is so amazing. In this 2-hour and 18-minute video, you know how we've been discussing for a very long time that arms were run, that Gaddafi was an ally, and that he was murdered, and that the arms were run through Benghazi to Turkey into Syria to arm ISIS for the overthrow of Assad, right? We've said that for how long?
The death of Gaddafi that Hillary Clinton laughed about in an interview. Oh, he died. Oh, it just makes me sick.
Correct. Well, here's the kicker. They expose all of this in their report.
Oh, really?
They expose all of this in this report. So this is what I am telling everybody. I do not have a mirror of it as of yet. You can find it. We will make sure that you get a copy of it. We will make sure it gets on Resurrect the Republic. You need to watch this entire thing. This needs to go viral. So before I play the video on the Citizens Commission on Benghazi final report as of June 2016. This is the key findings in the dereliction of duty. The Obama administration actively supported the replacement of Qazi Sekar, North African rulers in Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt with Muslim Brotherhood rule. In Libya, the Obama administration turned against Muammar Gaddafi, who had become an ally in the fight against the global jihad movement, and instead worked with the Libyan Muslim Brotherhood and materially aided known al-Qaeda-linked militias to topple his regime. That's just the first two. Number three, the Obama administration throughout the 2012 deliberately withheld urgently requested security for the U.S. mission in Benghazi, at least in part to buttress the false narrative that al-Qaeda had been defeated for the benefit of the president's re-election campaign in 2012, despite the fact that Benghazi was one of the most vulnerable U.S. posts anywhere in the world in the volatile post-Gaddafi environment. Now, I'm going to interject something here, which you will, if you listen to this whole commission hearing, you will find out that there was a request August, I believe it was 29th, August the 29th, for more security. What is that, 13, 14 days before the attack in Benghazi? Now, it had been a lot more of that, but just even 13, 14 days before that. So they also say that for reasons not entirely clear, multiple advance warnings about an impending attack against the U.S. mission in Benghazi were ignored by the Obama administration as a whole, the Department of Defense specifically, and also especially Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who bore ultimate responsibility for the diplomatic mission security, despite an egregious failure by the Pentagon to pre-position forces in advance. Various U.S. assets were available to deploy immediately when Benghazi attack began the night of September the 11th, 2012, but were held back from even attempting a rescue effort. The president, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of Defense Panetta, and General Martin E. Dempsey, former Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, must be required to answer for their dereliction of duty, willfully refusing to perform one's duties, a criminal offense under the United States Code, and failing to provide appropriate protection in advance and to commit forces immediately to rescue attempt the night of September the 11th, 2012. The Obama White House and Clinton State Department led a concerted two-week cover-up regarding the facts of Benghazi attack for the crass political purposes and to collaborate with the international campaign led by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation that seeks criminalization of all criticism of Islam. So this is just the beginning of the report. And, of course, we have loads of things that are coming out. So what I will do right now, if you would, Mike, would you please play video number three?
Let's someone else. Go ahead. Yes. You want to identify yourself?
I'm with military.com. Much has been made of the delays in getting the Marine FAST team out to Libya. And since you have this report and you've got these retired general officers on the panel, I was curious to hear your thoughts of, you know, since the FAST team was not pre-positioned, since it was in Rota, when would the order to deploy have to come? When would they have had to leave to make any kind of real difference on the ground?
One of you, gentlemen.
Well, I think at the time that Secretary Panetta gave the order to deploy the forces, that's what probably triggered them at that point. They should have been alerted before that, certainly with the out-of-control security situation, with the warning that was given on the 29th of August that Benghazi had to be put on a special alert status. So, you know, this is not This is not PhD stuff. This is common sense. You do what you have to do. And regretfully, it wasn't done. What I haven't found is, why wasn't it done? Because it's really a dereliction of duty.
If I might add to that just a bit, Secretary Panetta gave the order for the FAST teams in Rota to deploy, to move to at least down to Sigonella, if not onward to Benghazi, at about 2 a.m. in the morning. That would be local time. Unfortunately, those teams had to wait until, if I recall correctly, but double-check me in the report, something like 8 a.m. the following morning or later for a plane to come from Germany to pick them up and transport them, in the midst of which they had to receive conflicting orders about what clothing to wear, uniforms or civvies, and they changed in and out of their clothing multiple times through the night, according to changing orders coming from somewhere above. But in any case, the plane that they needed to take them anywhere never got to them until the following morning, by the which time everything was over. And in the end, they wound up traveling to Tripoli rather than Benghazi.
Well, there were two teams. One was supposed to go to Tripoli and the other one was supposed to go to Benghazi. The one to Benghazi got canceled. And, of course, you have to ask why. They should have went in there, secured the facility. Just, and so, like all the CNN reporters and everybody else went in there and found Ambassador Stevens' memo and so forth, and it took the FBI another 3.5 weeks to get there. You know, come on.
So if they had been able to deploy within the hour of 2 a.m., from Rota, Spain, do you think they could have arrived in time to save any American lives?
I'm not sure if the FAST teams would have been able to make a difference, even for the two whose lives were lost at the very end of the night with a mortar attack. But other assets, as the Admiral talked about earlier, the F-16s certainly could have gotten there well in advance and in time enough to make a difference. But again, it was that cross-border authority that was withheld. Secretary of State Clinton preferred to defend a reelection campaign above defending American lives that night.
Okay. So this is what mainstream media is not telling you. Can you believe that, Tom? She openly stated, and they are calling names, Clinton preferred to defend a reelection campaign of President Obama above defending American lives that night.
Well, it doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, I've been kind of following Admiral Lyons kind of closely on this subject. And I knew that something was coming down the pipeline about this and some kind of evidence. And we all have pretty much known that there was a gross dereliction of duty. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now we have what seems to be some smoking gun evidence here.
Oh, yeah.
Question really is going to be now, we've seen her, I compare her to the Teflon Don John Gotti in New York. It seems like Teflon Hillary, who has escaped every criminal act that she's been a part of going all the way back to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be very interested to see how she has this bounce off of her. Of course, she has her little cronies that... it's kind of funny how they make fun of, oh, they're just emails are no big deal. Everybody does emails. These idiots that follow her, these useful idiots, I call them. There's no escaping this. This is treason. They have Clinton and Obama have both, we have seen time and time again, have funded Al-Qaeda. They have created ISIS and built them up into what they are. Well, Lori, I'm going to turn this rest of this broadcast over to you to split this wide open. And folks, it's time to mobilize and get active and proactive and share this information. We're going to be sharing this video on my Facebook, my Twitter, on RBN, on Resurrect the Republic, and it's going to be your job to share this far and wide and spread this and make this go viral. Lori, I'm going to turn this over to you. God bless you, and thank you for the work that you do.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you too, Tom. Hopefully you'll join in a little bit later. So I wanted to go over a little bit more with everybody, just a little bit of the executive summary, and then we're going to flip to other conversations, because I find it amazing. This week, have you not found that it has been absolutely insane with the way that the quote-unquote, I'm going to call them lamestream media, because they're not mainstream media. They're a joke. They were busted in lying, had to apologize on national TV, CNN did, and just a lot of things. And it's the citizens that are putting them in check, because everybody who has a phone that has the ability to record and to upload those videos, that is how we, the people, are getting it done and holding mainstream media accountable. So I wanted to go a little bit over the executive summary of the Benghazi final report of June 2016. And then we're going to go into some other issues that show you that the globalists are truly falling. The illusion that they are all powerful is just that. It is an illusion. What we are doing is working and spreading the truth, and the people around the globe, not just here in the United States, the people of the around the globe are tired. People are realizing what UN and NATO are, and they are not for humanitarian issues. They are evil, and we need to get out of the United Nations. We need to stop allowing NATO to use our men and women of our military to invade other areas. We love our men and women of the military. When they are forced to go into a hot zone, they have to protect each other. So we understand that. But we also understand they are being sent in to invade other countries, which we will go into a little bit more, possibly tonight, maybe a different night. So I wanted to go over the executive summary for you on this report. The Citizens Commission on Benghazi released its first Benghazi report, How America Switched Sides in the War on Terror, in April of 2014. It detailed how the Obama administration rejected Muammar Gaddafi's efforts to discuss a ceasefire and a possible abdication, and facilitated the provision of arms to al-Qaeda-linked rebels in Libya. It also covered the administration's dereliction of duty in not sending military assets to help save the Americans in Benghazi, and its shameful cover-up of the truth afterward. Now, 2 years later, our findings have been confirmed and amplified by additional evidence. We also know much more about the Benghazi terror attack thanks to courageous individuals who have come forward. And I will finish that right after a word from our sponsors. Please hang with us. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm a human polygraph. I can see your sheepish laugh. You really want to feel the burn. Will you people ever learn?
Truth Radio broadcast. With Tom Lacavera Stewart and Lori Anderson. As we were discussing before the break, we were discussing the Citizens Commission on Benghazi final report. The amazing statement from Ms. Claire Lopez, who is a former CIA officer who is involved with the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, stated, quote, Clinton preferred to defend a reelection campaign above defending American lives that night, unquote. I would agree, especially when you see this full report, your mouth is going to drop. They name names, and they pull no punches. They expose it all. I want to thank them individually for that, for refusing to stop and to get to the bottom of what was really going on. So in the executive summary, which I was covering before the break, it stated, the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, or the CCB, released its first Benghazi report, how America switched sides in the war on terror. In April of 2014, it detailed how the Obama administration rejected Muammar Gaddafi's effort to discuss a ceasefire and possible abdication and facilitated the provision of arms to al-Qaeda-linked rebels in Libya. It also covered the administration's dereliction of duty in not sending military assets to help save Americans in Benghazi and its shameful cover-up of the truth afterwards. Now, 2 years later, our findings have been confirmed and amplified by additional evidence. We also know much more about the Benghazi terror attack, thanks to the courageous individuals who have come forward, brave sources willing to speak up,
the work of investigative journalists and the credible tenacity of the team at Judicial Watch. If anybody does not know about Judicial Watch, you need to visit their site. It's judicialwatch.org. We understand more about the reasoning behind why President Barack Obama involved the United States with Libya's Islamic uprising, also known as the Arab Spring, in the first place. It is evident that President Obama had an ideological commitment to support the extension of Muslim Brotherhood power across the Middle Eastern and North Africa, or MENA, region, even if that meant knowingly supporting identifiable jihadis with the funding, training, and weapons to do it. On the other hand, evidence suggests that the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, you're going to love this, people, the Clinton Foundation, and unscrupulous individuals surrounding them decided to back the ouster of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, at least in part for financial reasons, including an expectation of lucrative deals to follow. Nevertheless, the fact that Secretary of State Clinton knew the leadership of the Libyan revolt against Muammar Gaddafi was dominated by the Libyan Muslim Brotherhood and militia forces connected to al-Qaeda is demonstrated by a number of now public Clinton emails. This needs to go viral, if nothing else. The mainstream media, or the lamestream media, of course, is keeping this silent. Yes, we have the email scandals. They just simply confirm this right here is what should get her behind bars. This report, if it is spread where it is nationwide, and it is you, the listener, who helps to get this nationwide. We are going to put this information on Resurrect the Republic. We are also going to put, I'm going to be having articles coming out on freedomoutpost.com for this information as well, to help, with the complete and full permission of Roger Arnoff, the editor for Accuracy in Media. And I want to personally thank him for that permission. We're also going to make the full Benghazi final report available to our listeners. Why am I talking about this? Well, you've got the craziness of the Clinton campaign going on, and we know it's a farce in the first place. She hijacked the elections as far as from Bernie Sanders. We all knew that they were staged. We all knew that they were corrupt, okay? But the reason, it's not that we're shocked that it's happened. We're shocked that we actually obtained the proof that it happened. So with that, I want to discuss another issue. There's a gentleman, did a wonderful job. He is a Trump supporter, and he busted a Democratic individual who is a Democratic Party staffer violating the law in Nevada. And what he did was he recorded her. She was violating voter registration law in Nevada. Why do I say that? Well, I'm going to play the clip in just a moment, but I'm going to read the statute first. Under Nevada Revised Statute 293.505, Section 10, while registering a voter, a field register shall not, A, solicit a vote for or against a particular question or candidate, B, speak to a voter on the subject of making his or her ballot for or against a particular question or candidate, or C, distribute any petition or other material concerning a candidate or question which will be on the ballot for the ensuing election. So what you need to know in the state of Nevada, you cannot hand out, if you're signing people up to register to vote, you cannot have anti-Trump signs on the back of your clipboard. You cannot have paperwork for Hillary Clinton to seem as if you're promoting Hillary Clinton. You just can't do it. You can't do it if you were a Trump supporter either. You couldn't have a sign on the back of the clipboard with Hillary Clinton and a big circle and a line through it for no, for Hillary Clinton. You can't do it. So this individual up in Nevada, and he busted her. He just flat out busted her. The woman's name is Susan Berman. is what her name is. She's a PR strategist from Davis, California. Now, why somebody from Davis, California is all the way in Nevada trying to do this? Well, maybe she was hoping she wouldn't be caught. She was seen holding a clipboard with an image of Donald Trump crossed out underneath the words, "Stand up to Trump. Register to vote." The register to vote text also appears in Spanish. This is her statement, quote, "I'm working for the Democratic Party," unquote. She states, as the man shooting the video attempts to take pro-Hillary campaign material from Berman. She then immediately makes a dash for her car while denying that she is carrying pro-Clinton material. In the video, you can actually see that she is. He tried to get a copy. This is in Las Vegas, people. It is supposed to be nonpartisan. You can't put anti-Donald Trump stuff on the back. That's a quote, states the man as Berman frantically searches for her car keys. The man vows to, quote, "fill out paperwork with the state," unquote. As the woman drives away before responding, she says, and this is her quote, "good luck with that." The footage clearly suggests that the woman is breaking the law by encouraging people to register in order to vote for a specific candidate. During the video, Berman claims that the black man seen in the video is registering as a Republican, although she is still apparently in violation of law by carrying anti-Trump material. Now, personally, the way that he was speaking with her, I don't believe that was the case, but that's just my personal opinion. I have no proof to back that up. But what we will do is we're going to play this wonderful, wonderful video. And I want to say this. The individual's name who is on YouTube, he deserves not only a shout-out. Go over to his channel. Click subscribe, because it is people like this that's going to keep the election honest. And he goes by Pizzazz Picasso. Please make sure that you check him out on YouTube. Mike, would you please play video number two?
Can I get some Hillary Clinton memorabilia from you guys?
Memorabilia?
Yeah.
Like,
can I get some Hillary Clinton memorabilia? You know, this is going on YouTube, right? It's supposed to be nonpartisan.
No, we didn't know.
Let me see here. Donald Trump, crossed out on the back. You're registering people to vote.
For Republican and Democrat, yes.
But you're not, though, because look.
What?
Let's see the front.
For the Democratic Party.
I'm going to take one of these.
You can't look off.
I can have one of those. It's okay. It's going on YouTube. It looks more suspicious that you won't give me a Hillary Clinton. Can I have one, please?
No, this is something else.
No, it says Hillary Clinton. I've seen it.
A commitment to vote.
It's okay. This is going to be going online. So don't worry about it. I'm part of an investigation
don't
here.
Don't worry about it.
It's okay. The Donald Trump sticker's right there.
Don't get near me.
I'm not going to touch you. I'm just investigating here. So stop worrying.
That's a commitment to vote for Hillary. For people.
Stand up. No, stand up to Trump.
Yeah, I'm a...
This is going on YouTube. This is in Las Vegas, people.
Good.
It's supposed to be nonpartisan.
No,
registering? Yes, you are.
You registered a Republican.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So that's.
But that's okay. You still have Donald Trump on the back there.
It doesn't matter. I'm working for the Democratic
Party. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to be nonpartisan. You can't put anti-Donald Trump stuff on the back. Let me have the Hillary slip.
Bye.
Let me get a Hillary slip.
I'll give you a call, okay?
Here, let's get her license plate too, guys. This is going on YouTube. Oh, she's not even Nevada. She's from California. Wow. There you go. I work for Donald Trump. This is going to be going to him. And I'm also filling out paperwork with the state. Enjoy it. There you go. She's committing voter fraud. She's committing voter fraud, everybody. Remember this lady's face right here.
I have a job, and I'm
she's committing voter fraud. And she has anti-Donald Trump. Won't hand me a Hillary. Yep.
So as you can hear, he busted her right in the act. It was wonderful. You need to see this video. We will also reach out to him and see if he minds for us to put this video on Resurrect the Republic, which I know he won't because he's already made the statements. We just need to let him know. So with that being said, why is everything tied together that I've been discussing tonight? I'll tell you why. Hillary Clinton is pro-globalist. She is pro-UN. She is pro-depopulating the earth. She is pro-TPP and NAFTA. That is what does away with our borders, our sovereignty. and everything else. Why aren't people talking about this? Because they are being distracted by the paid rioters. They're being distracted by the little tiny, the false sense of quote unquote racism that is going on. And it is all stemming out of their rule book, Rules for Radicals, in order to try to deflect from the real issues. The real issues are, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, and I'm not telling you who to vote for, but this is a fact, you are voting for someone who is not only corrupt to the core, she takes money from terrorist organizations. She deals with terrorist organizations. She supports terrorists, which is treason. Now, you know, Admiral Lyons was very nice when he said dereliction of duty. So was Claire and General McInerney and all of them that have done this. They are right. It was dereliction of duty. However, none dare call it treason. They were arming, what if you and I were to arm Al-Qaeda, we'd be in jail for supporting and funding terrorism. Yet they do it. They invade other countries to do it because Assad will not go along with the globalist bankers. He won't give over their natural resources, so they send in these terrorists. And then you wonder why we're at the brink of war? Just the other day it was reported by the Department of Defense out of the Pentagon that if Syria in its own airspace engages in bombing or it flies over and threatens the moderates, which our government supports, there is no moderates, those individuals that are working with our government are the terrorists who are trying to overthrow Assad. Let's be real. It's well known now. If you haven't figured that one out, then you really, really need to do a self-check. So they're telling Russia and Syria, if they fly over their own darn airspace and they threaten the moderates, which are their quote-unquote allies they're working with, they're going to blow their planes out of the air? Are you kidding me? You're in Syrian airspace. U.S. military is in Syrian airspace protecting terrorists and have threatened to take down Syrian planes if they're bombing those terrorists. Take down Russian planes if they're bombing those terrorists. Russia is there by invitation. The United States is not. The United States is working to overthrow Assad. Period. And I love our military. I do. I understand that you get orders, but you also have duty to disobey. You take an oath not only to the Constitution, you take an oath to defend the Constitution from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And in the military, you are required to obey the president's orders that are lawful, not unlawful orders. So, if one of our planes, because our plane engages a Syrian or a Russian plane, now this is a question for you. I want you to think about this. If our planes fire first on a Syrian government plane or on a Russian plane who has not only permission to be there, but Syria is a sovereign nation that is under control of the Syrian government. So if our United States military, by unlawful orders, fires upon those planes and those planes fire back and some of our guys are killed, whose fault is that? That would not be the fault of those that are defending their self from being fired upon, because our government is funding, supporting, training, and arming those terrorists. It is clear, and it has been made extremely clear in this Benghazi report from the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. If you do not have this report, we are going to make it available. Please get it. Please read it. You need to understand it, especially our U.S. military. We love every one of you, and you should not be over in Syria facing your own hardware. And that's what it is. You're dying over an invasion that is NATO called. We don't want you dying. We don't want you in harm's way, and we certainly don't want you helping Al-Qaeda terrorist, ISIS, ISIL, whatever the choice is of the moment that they want to call them. We'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. Please stay with us. We'll be having a call in just a little while.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Because your priest will tell you that life begins at conception, but a priest will also tell you it's okay to when you're only 12 with all the horrible, horrible that your priest is pumping into your kid's head. His should be the least of your worries. A little bit of mouthwash and a few years of therapy will get rid of that. That will torture you for a lifetime.
Just look at all of the degenerate entertainment they peddle to children who don't.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Tom Lacovara Stewart and Lori Anderson. I do want to let you know that we are self-supported, and if you would like to make a donation, there is a PayPal link on resurrecttherepublic.com. Every donation that is made is going to be put directly back into Resurrect the Republic website, radio show, etc. So as I was talking about why all this ties together, why all this is so important. The globalists are in panic mode. And so many people don't realize it because you have mainstream, quote unquote, mainstream media, and they're false narratives. Okay? They understand that the globalists are falling, and they truly are. And I'm going to prove that point in just a moment because I'm going to tell you things that the American news is not reporting on. And it's going to make you smile. I do hope that I am able to bring a smile and a little bit of joy to you tonight with the reports that I am going to be bringing to you. But everything that I've discussed with you is leading up to this point, because Syria is about the globalists. It is about the bankers. It is about the resources. The same thing all around the globe. The Clinton Foundation is usually tied to almost every single part of this corruption and the mass death that is going on around the globe. And we, whether we are American citizens or whether we are a citizen of another country, we are individuals and we deserve and have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Every other country may not believe that, but many individuals do, whether they realize it or not. Now, what I mean by the globalists are falling, we all remember the Brexit, right? We all remember when UK voted and pulled out of the EU. Why was that so important? It was a slap in the face to globalist bankers. Other individuals started talking about exiting out of the EU. This is a United Nations issue, okay? They're wanting to control the water, the land, the resources, the uranium, the food, every possible thing. When they control the land, the water, the food, the resources, your power, your heat, everything in under the sun, they then completely control you. And we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let that happen. And the world is waking up. So we had BRICS exit. And we had Nigel Farage, I believe I hopefully said his name correctly, an amazing individual who worked so many years, and the people said no more. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has been behind stealing money from we the people, from people around the globe, for years. It's time to hold them accountable. So after we have a word from our sponsors, we'll go deeper into this and see why you have a reason to smile. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.